We're so glad to see you today here at Grace Bible Church. In our call to worship today, we're going to be in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and we're going to be looking at verse 14. And we see four things that are mentioned in this particular verse of Scripture. Let me read it, please. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. Here is Paul's last statement to the Thessalonian believers, a people that have been struggling for understanding concerning the future. Many of them believed the rapture had already taken place and they were left behind. And he wanted to encourage them and let them know that the rapture had indeed not taken place. And as a matter of fact, they were still going through persecution just because that's the nature of life here upon this earth. But he reminds them of four things here as he closes out this letter. And he says, first of all, warn them that are unruly, those that are disordered. He reminds them that they have a responsibility to other brothers and sisters in Christ to encourage them, admonish them, to not live in a disorderly fashion, but rather that they would order their lives according to the Word of God. The Bible says in another location that Paul writes, let all things be done decently and in order. We have a sign down at our ballpark for everybody to see. It's kind of broken up a little bit because kids keep throwing balls against the building and foul balls keep hitting some of the letters, but it says, let all things be done decently and in, what's the next word? Order. The idea of the disciplined military style order to their life. And then he says, secondly, in that verse, comfort the feeble-minded. And the first thing that comes to my mind is, how does a feeble-minded individual like myself help other feeble-minded people? Well, the word feeble-minded is really not a good translation. It's the idea of timid. Comfort those that are timid. Those that do not have that kind of internal desire, or maybe they lack the energy or the confidence to do what they need to do. They're timid. We're to be there to comfort them. Thirdly, we learn that we are to support the weak, support the strengthless. That's what our job is as believers in Christ. We're to help each other, and those that are weak, we need to be with them and help them sustain. Now, Mr. O'Pager carries a cane with him. He started doing that about a year or so ago, and he has his canes named as Cain and Abel. And, you know, they're helpful. He went and bought one for my mom, which we used yesterday, and to help her around. And that cane provides support, does it not? Support. Well, we're to be the cane. Amen? We're to be that kind of a person that comes alongside to help those that are weak. And then fourthly, we find, be patient toward how many people? All. Wow. I'm reminded of Dr. Don Jasmine. I mentioned this quite often. All means all. That's all means. That's a good thing to keep in mind. You mean I have to do all of them? I have to be patient toward all? Yeah. It's that idea of sharing patience with all. Not because we have to, but because we want to. There's a big difference when the Spirit of God's behind it. Amen? And so what an encouragement as he closed out that first letter to a people that were confused. They thought the rapture had already taken place and they were left behind. They were confused about future things. And he says, we need to step up and help each other in this matter and strengthen each other in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray that we'll do so in this coming week as we interact with folks that we know, people that we don't know. May we be found as the encourager, amen, for God's people.